visiting with Madison boys basketball coach Alex McNeil here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you're 4-1, suffering your first loss of the season on Tuesday against Lebo. You know, just kind of talk a little bit about what you learned from Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a tough game for us. Really didn't shoot the ball well, didn't defend well, and really struggled guarding a very, very good post player. We knew it'd be a handful going into the game, and we tried different looks at him, and we just flat out couldn't guard him, and kind of made the difference in the game. So definitely something we need to go back and, you know, we don't have a lot of size, and you can't really coach size, but, you know, there's some things we got to work on to get better, you know, next time we see a, you know, a pretty dominant post player.
And, Coach, how have the guys responded after the loss on Tuesday?
I think, well, you know, we had practice yesterday, and, you know, we sat down and watched some of the film from the night before and, you know, kind of nitpicked a lot of the little things we weren't doing right. And I thought they were focused yesterday in practice. And, you know, we'll get one more tonight. And, you know, we'll see when we come out on Friday what we look like.
You were playing some good basketball here in the first couple of games before seeing a tough Lebo team. But do you feel like you guys are in a good position right now where you want to be?
I do. You know, the loss obviously wasn't what we wanted. You know, we thought that was a game we could be competitive in, and, you know, we came short of that. But overall, yeah, I think we've done a good job. I mean, we've been, you know, we struggle on our depth at times, and now we've been kind of getting hurt. And but we got some guys coming back. I had a kid that's probably going to be a potential starter get a couple minutes on the court against Lebo because he just got cleared to play again. So we'll start ramping him back up. And, you know, I think the best version of ourselves is still to come. When we get some guys back and get them healthy and get some game reps together, I really like where we're at.
And Octavian Dean led you guys in scoring the other night. I know a lot of people are going to target Colton Ish, but what does it mean that Octavian or even Cade Hurlburt can contribute if Colton Ish gets shut down?
Yeah, it's huge. It kind of, you know, prevents, you know, boxing one and face guarding Colton when we had a team down in Moran try to face guard or ran a boxing one on Colton on Northeast Arma did, and Octavian Dean comes out and scores 26 points. So kind of deters teams from trying that and make us, you know, make them play us more honest. And I've got two really good basketball players that can really score the ball. And, you know, if you're going to play them honest and straight up, they're hard to stop. So, yeah, having two of them going at one time is great. And having other guys that take some pressure off of them, and it really helps us out.
Visiting with Madison boys basketball coach Alex McNeil here on the Area Coaches Corner. Get Waverly tomorrow, and Tyler Williams' Bulldogs are winless on the season, but they're young, heading into your game with them tomorrow. And then, of course, the holiday break comes around, and then coming out of break, you get to host Opie, which we'll have on Mix 104.9 on January 7th. And then on January 10th, you'll play Meritazine Valley, and then Northern Heights coming up on January 14th. And I believe that game will be on Country 101.7 FM. So a lot of good opportunities for your ball club here, and it's got to be important tomorrow for you guys to try to get another win, and heading into the holiday break, 5-1 would be pretty huge.
Yeah, we definitely need to get a win tomorrow night. You know, you don't want to start 0-2 in league and kind of bury yourself in the standings. You know, it's a game we need to come out and win. And it'll be a tough game. You know, you mentioned their record, but records don't really matter. You know, they're young. They play hard. You know, anybody that ever played for Tyler Williams is going to play hard. He does a great job with those kids, and they'll be ready to go. So it's an important game to get a win and then get in the Christmas break. And, you know, it doesn't get any easier. You know, Lyon County League is one of the best leagues in 1A. And we'll have our hands full every night. You got to be ready to play, and but we're excited for the challenge, and we'll keep working to get better, and hopefully, present the best version of ourselves each night.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with Waverly. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And best of luck coming up on January 7th against Opie, and on January 10th as you will take on Meritazine Valley. And best of luck on January 14th with Northern Heights. So we'll have two of your next four on the KVOE network of stations. Again, the Bulldogs taking on Opie January 7th on Mix 104.9, and then January 14th at Northern Heights here on Country 101.7 FM. So, Coach, hope you enjoy the holidays, and talk to you again in January.
All right, sounds like a plan, and you too.
That is Madison boys basketball coach Alex McNeil joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group on Country 101.7 FM.